WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, welcome back to Stoic Confidence, your daily dose of inner strength and chill vibes. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and let me ask you something. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells in certain relationships? Like you're constantly trying to please everyone else, even at the expense of your own happiness? You know that feeling when you say yes to things you don't want to do just because you're afraid to disappoint someone? Yeah, I've been there. Trust me, it's a recipe for burnout and resentment, not exactly the foundation of healthy relationships, right? Today, we're diving deep into the art of setting boundaries, those invisible lines that define what we're comfortable with and protect our well-being. It's not about being selfish or shutting people out, it's about prioritizing your needs and cultivating authentic connections based on mutual respect. Think of it like this. Healthy boundaries are the secret sauce to strong, fulfilling relationships. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of boundary setting. 1. Know yourself first. Before you can set boundaries with others, you gotta know yourself inside and out. What are your values? What makes you feel uncomfortable? Identify your deal breakers and non-negotiables. This is about understanding your own needs and limits. It's like figuring out the ingredients for your perfect smoothie. Gotta know what flavors you love and what you definitely don't want before you start blending, right? 2. Communication is key. Setting boundaries isn't about mind reading, it's about clear, honest communication. Don't expect people to magically know what you need. Speak up. Use their statements to express your feelings and needs. For example, instead of saying "you always interrupt me," try "I feel unheard when I'm interrupted. Could we please take turns speaking?" It's all about creating a space where everyone feels heard and respected. 3. Be assertive, not aggressive. Assertiveness is the sweet spot. It's about standing your ground while respecting others. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone push you around on a crowded subway, would you? The same goes for relationships. It's okay to say no and protect your time and energy. Remember, saying no to something isn't always a bad thing. Sometimes it's the bravest thing you can do for yourself. 4. Consistency is queen or king. Once you set a boundary, stick to it. Don't let people walk all over you just because they feel entitled. Be consistent in enforcing your boundaries. It shows others that you're serious about your needs and expectations. Imagine trying to build a house on shaky ground, not exactly going to last, right? Boundaries are the foundation for strong relationships. 5. It's okay to reevaluate. Life changes, and so do our needs. Don't be afraid to reevaluate your boundaries as you grow and evolve. What worked for you a year ago might not work today. This is all about continuous growth and learning. It's a journey, not a destination. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You've got a friend who constantly calls late at night, interrupting your much-needed relaxation time. You've tried hinting around, but nothing seems to work. Sound familiar? This is where those boundaries come in handy. The next time your friend calls past a certain hour, politely say something like, "Hey, I'm winding down for the night. Can we chat tomorrow?" Or, "I value our friendship, but I need to prioritize my sleep. Let's connect later." D. Assertive, clear, and respectful. It might feel a little awkward at first, but trust me, your friend will eventually get the message. Remember, folks, building healthy boundaries isn't about pushing people away. It's about creating space for authentic connections and protecting your well-being. It's about saying yes to what truly matters and no to everything else. You deserve to be heard, respected, and prioritized. Don't settle for anything less. So what are you waiting for? Take that first step towards establishing those healthy boundaries. Start by identifying one area where you need more clarity and communicate your needs assertively. Remember, you've got this. And as always, keep stoic, keep confident, and keep crushing it out there. See you in the next episode for another dose of inner strength and chill vibes.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.